Blog Talk Radio.
Long time no talk, but I'm ready to talk all these sports, man.
I hear it. And also, he'll get ready, because some bars are about to drop. I'm quite sure he's trying to show y'all right now how he's not going to flop. What's going on, Micah?
Why are you coming in with those bars like you the main star, but you are the face that runs the place, the champ that runs the camp? But hey, I'm no little scamp. I'm still the best partner you got, the best Micah McKenna on the radio. I am MP. Emmy was on the Twitter and like your Arietta's gonna throw again if he got to get called up. He's gonna throw his own hitter. Yes, I know we are a Richard Hopewell Petersburg based station. But hey, I am a fan and I am cheering Go Cubs Nation. All right. How you doing, sir?
All right. That's what I like to hear, baby. What's going on, y'all? Again, 347-637-3859. I'm going to call in. Shout out to my man King Vaughn Jr. 720 on the Twitter, holding us down the way that he does, like nobody's business. Again, 347-637-3859. I'm going to call in. Hashtag lock it up. It's the hashtag for today. And guys, the NFL week 8 is here. Can you believe, God darn it, half the season's freaking over already? Huggo, like seriously, your damn Jets suck. They suck so bad. Geno came in. He sucked so bad he got hurt for the year. I mean, I think his career is over. But the Jets are favored this week. Favored by 3 points against the Cleveland Browns. Cleveland Indians in the World Series. The Cleveland Cavaliers won the NBA championship. Can the damn Cleveland Browns win a game this week?
Absolutely not. Look who the Jets are playing. They're playing the Browns.
I honestly think that they got lucky last week against the Ravens. The Jets absolutely are throwing up a stinker, Mike. I didn't think they were going to be this bad, to be honest with you, especially under the coaching of Todd Bowles. But I think once they finally do materialize in the quarterback position, maybe and hopefully in the next year to come, I think the Jets can't – now, I'm not going to say they're going to be a threat to the New England Patriots because there's no one that's a threat to the New England Patriots in the AFC. I thought it was Pittsburgh, but we saw what Pittsburgh did, especially here against here in Miami. And I thought – I just can't believe they actually lost that game here in Miami. But I think once they get that quarterback position fixed up, I think a lot of the holes for the New York Jets should be fixed. But to the game at hand on Sunday, though, Mike, I think the Cleveland Browns, though – they've cut close, and I saw your bet that – your hashtag bet that picks. And I like what you said in your bet that picks. So are we choosing now or are we waiting for this, Mike?
Oh, we picking this one right now. Cleveland,
all right, so we picking it now.
By three. Who you got?
I still think Cleveland can cover the spread. I think Cleveland does cover the spread. This game's going to go possibly into the lane to the fourth quarter, maybe into overtime. I just hope we don't get another Seattle versus Arizona in this type of game, to be honest with you, Mike, especially with two teams that suck so bad. But I think Cleveland does pick up the points. However, the Jets do win. I have to say that my Jets win. But if I'm going to be a bet man, I'm taking the Cleveland Browns to cover the spread, Mike. So lock that up.
Well, since you already busted the cherry and the cherry's been popped, you already know I'm going with Cleveland also because Cleveland rocks. Just not tonight, okay? See how see what happens when I hang around Micah so much? I start to think I'm a rapper, but I'm not. So it's okay. Micah, we both got Cleveland to cover, and we're both locking it up, and it's a Lock It Up Friday. Cleveland's underdog by 3 points. The Jets are the favorite. Who you got in this week's game?
Make it a soul and sports all around lock because I'm also going to take Cleveland to cover. And Hugo, I'm sorry, bro. This is not going to be like Seattle and Arizona because that was actually an entertaining defensive game. Unlike this one, it's not going to be
really
entertaining.
Yeah. I'm sorry,
Mike.
That's
my take.
He deserves,
I like this defensive game.
He deserves a Miz. Really? Really?
I am right now. I am in the midst of an impromptu show, so I'm going to let him have that right now. And you know, I'm on your side with that one, Hugo. But let's just go ahead, carry on, respect his crazy wishes, and go with the next game. Next game on the docket, the Cincinnati Bengals. First of all, another god darn game in London. This is the third god darn game in London this year. How many god darn games in London are we going to god darn have before we're god darn tired of getting up at god darn 9 o'clock in the morning? But I'll tell you what god darn thing that's actually god darn great is that you're going to have god darn football on from morning to night. 12 hours of the NFL starting with Cincinnati hosting the Washington Redskins, who are the underdogs in this game. Cincinnati's favored by three. I've already locked it up. You already saw the hashtag bet that pick. Go to Mike Pierman Sr. Like the Facebook page as well. As you can see the show there, I took Cincinnati to cover the 3 points in this one. Who you got in this one, Micah?
Man, are we running striking with each other? Because I think the Rams are going to win the game, but I think that Cincinnati's going to cover. So,
Well, they actually can't. You haven't learned nothing yet. They can't win the game and cover because they're the underdog.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, exactly. So they're going to cover the points.
Oh, but they went outright. So they – okay, my bad. I stand corrected. You're the smart one. I'm the one right here trying to catch up to you. Beep, beep. Who you got?
You're good. They're covering.
Hugo?
All right. So, Mike, I think this is already the fourth game. I don't think this is the third game. I think this is the fourth game already.
Either way, it's too many
damn final
games.
One.
It's been too many damn games.
This is the fourth one, and guys, be prepared because I have a feeling since they're
spending
more and more into the UK.
Yeah.
I wouldn't doubt if we get a game every week or every other week in London in the next years to come, guys. So this is going to be a trend happening. But all out to the game. I'm going to go ahead and take the Cincinnati Bengals. They're going to go ahead and cover the spread. I think that they're still going to win out. There's no advantage between the two teams traveling over to the UK to play this game.
No, not at all.
I'm just going to go with Cincinnati just for the hell of it. So give me Cincinnati.
But we all got Cincinnati, and we're all locking up the Bungles to win this week. You know, sometimes I don't like an hour show on Friday. It's just not enough time to get everything in, especially on a big sports weekend like this weekend. I mean, I have never been torn on what to actually watch on television. I got the World Series. I got the Cowboys and the Eagles. I got the Walking Dead and Hell in a Cell, which tomorrow, guys, for the first time all year long, Mike Knox makes his triumphant return to the show he made famous that Hugo took over and kept the flagship going. The Hour in Power in Sports becomes the Hour in Power / Perfect Plex Radio tomorrow at 6:30. Check us out. So we could talk about wrestling then tomorrow. But today we're still talking pro football and how to show you how to bet that Atlanta, favorite at home against Green Bay. I'm taking Atlanta in this game, the Packers of Green Bay. I don't think they're as bad as everybody wants to say the Packers of Green Bay is now. Aaron Rodgers. And I think when you go against Pete the Dragon that way, he comes out and shows you why he is the discount double-check guy. However, I just think Atlanta's offense is too much for Green Bay. So I'm taking Atlanta to cover the 3 points and cover Atlanta outright. Who you got in this one, Hugo?
Where is it at? Is it at Atlanta or is it
in Hotlanta? If it was in Lambeau, I might have switched my pick. It's in Hotlanta.
And what's the spread? Plus three?
3 points. 3 points.
And Green Bay are the underdog. You know what? Give me Green Bay. I'm telling you the reason. And really quick, Mike, it's time for the season to turn around. And hopefully, if Aaron Rodgers is really that bad man that people say that he is, he'll turn around. This is the perfect game for Aaron Rodgers to turn around. So give me Green Bay.
You better lock it up.
You better lock it up.
Who you got in this one, Micah?
Lock it up.
Well, you know, I feel you, and I believe in the bad man that Aaron Rodgers is, too. But I believe in the batter defense that Atlanta has been playing. Atlanta's going to win this game outright, and it's not going to be by three. It's going to be more than that. So, because Atlanta needs a statement game, and I believe Barry Ice is going to try to do it in this one. So, give Atlanta to win outright.
Yes, 347-637-3859. It's the number to call in. Yes, guys. I'm sorry. My wife came in with a dress my brought her for this fight night for DC event coming up, and I kind of lost my focus. All right, moving on. Houston, I can't believe this. And I named this my upset of the week. I said it's upset of the week. Houston is favored by 3 over Detroit. Now, I got to say this much. I hated the Detroit Pistons, the Detroit Lions, anything out of Detroit my entire life being a Chicagoan. Matthew Stafford has made me a believer in this team. I think that he's a gunslinger that we've always known him to be, but he knows the team is his. He doesn't have Megatron to fall back on, and he's turned this around. And I thought that Brock Osweiler would be the it factor for the Houston Texans. He showed me that he is not the it factor for this team. I think he might be the worst quarterback in the league, except for Geno Smith got hurt. Houston favorite? I don't see how. No J.J. Watts. Give me Detroit and the 3 points there, Hugo. Who you got?
Oh, this is a tough one.
You better lock it up.
No, you lock it up. I have absolutely no confidence in Brock Osweiler, by the way.
I think I say his name wrong all the time. I think I got it on purpose.
I have absolutely no confidence in Brock Osweiler. You know what? And it pays me, too, because I don't like the Detroit Lions. For some reason, I just don't like them. There's one of those teams that I've never liked, just like the Kansas City Chiefs. For a reason, I just don't like them. So you know what, Mike? As much as it pains me, go ahead and give me Detroit. I can't believe I'm saying that, but lock it up with Detroit.
I mean, I had to do it, so you had to do it. Tag, you're it. Matter of fact, Tag, you're it. Who you got, Micah?
Well, as I've been telling y'all before, that Brock Osweiler has made the list, okay? And not the good one. So, because of that, I already knew he stinks. He's trash. So, with that being said, give me Detroit to go ahead and put it on here. I can't say that word. Ha-ha.
Okay, you threw me off for just one moment there, but I got you. Lock it up. We all got Detroit and King Vaughn Jr. 720 on the Twitter. Says, flat out, Detroit wins this ball game. Then we got Seattle. This is a toughie. 2.5 favorites on the road. West Coast team coming to East Coast. They're giving it to Seattle to go into New Orleans and beat New Orleans. Who you got in this one, Micah?
Oh, give me Seattle. I think they're going to play a lot better defense, and we already know that New Orleans can't stop anybody. So we're going to go with Seattle on that one, definitely.
Who you got on this one there, Hugo?
Chip, you know what? You just made the list. Oh, no.
Here we go.
I love it. I love that. Guys, you know what? This is going to be a shootout. I really wish we were doing over and under on this game. To be honest with you, I have a feeling we're going to see a shootout because wherever Drew Brees, he knows how to put up points, but that defense just absolutely sucks.
Well,
however,
you know, the over-under on this game is 48.
48? And if I were a bet, well, I have
Atlanta and Green Bay has the biggest over-under this week at 52.5. They have the third highest, which is 48.
Right, and I would take the over if we were doing over and under on this one. I just want to let you know that. But I am going to go ahead and take the New Orleans Saints. That is my upset of the week, ladies and gentlemen. My upset of the week, I am taking the New Orleans Saints to improve to 4-4 out of 500 records. Because simply, I like Drew Brees more than I do Russell Wilson.
Well, you saw my picks. You heard my picks. If you haven't, go to FoxSports1340AM.com or just go to YouTube, FoxSports1340. Or, hey, go to Mike Pierman Sr.'s Facebook page and see my show. Hashtag bet that. I told you he was winning this game. New Orleans wins this game. I'm sorry. It's something about Drew Brees playing in New Orleans. I know they lost the opening game against the Oakland Raiders, but that was then. This is now. I believe in Drew Brees 100%. Also, moving on, we got the New England Patriots on the road going to Buffalo, favored by 7. Taking on your old coach, Rex Ryan, that Hugo. I think this spread is telling you a lot here. It's telling you that Vegas not only disrespects or thinks so highly of New England that they're favored by 6, and this line has gone down. Okay, it was 7. Okay, so it's gone down. It was 6.5. It went down a point. Okay, but they're still favored on the road against Buffalo, a divisional rival game. I was thrown by that. However, I know the injuries to Shady McCoy. We know that Buffalo hasn't been, as they would say, sputtering on offense lately. But 6, I don't know. But I know one thing, Tom Brady and Bill Belichick always cover. I'm taking the Patriots to cover this, Hugo. Who you got?
Yeah, you know what? I saw you bet that. When I saw you bet that, Mike, I saw you hesitant. I saw you hesitant to choose this game. But at the end of the day, you still went with the Broadway Brady pick. And I can't disrespect that. Absolutely, I agree with you 100%. However, when there's one game where Rex Ryan knows to play all his marbles, and it's the New England Patriots. Mike, the Patriots win. But Buffalo
the
covers.
Jets cover.
So Buffalo,
Buffalo covers. Spread. Yeah, you know what? As you said, it was hard for me to pick that. It really, truly was hard for me to pick that. But I had to, grow a set, as they say. Who you got in this one, Micah?
While I would love for Rex Ryan to have a great draft out of how you beat the Patriots at full three.
Pause. Flag on the play. Where you going? Where you calling in from?
Where am I calling in from?
Yeah, where you going?
I am going to location at Virginia State University to get some information pertinent to this program and to the program of my church, too.
All right. Look at him. He goes everywhere, right, Hugo? He never invites me. I called him one day, right? I was coming home, right? I'm bored. I'm like, I want to hang out. I'm like, well, yo, what's up? He said, yeah, I can call you back. I'm hanging with some friends right now. I say, I'm not one of your friends? Yeah. Yo, Mike, I got to call you back. I said, oh, wow. He don't even remember that phone conversation. He called me back,
Damn.
Right? He called me back, right, Hugo? I'm in the house of my wife at this point. I said, don't call me back now. I'm home now. Now you want to be my friend? What's going on? Who you got in this game, Mike?
I got some Patriots in this game, and I believe Patriots will cover that point spread, so it'll be all good in the hood. So I would like to see Rex Ryan just rub it in Bill Belichick's face one more time. This time Bill Belichick wouldn't have an excuse, but it ain't going to happen. So Patriots.
Patriots all day. What you going to say, Hugo? Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, Micah, it's like that, man. It's like that to your friend.
Well, I mean, as you can see, I no-sold all that he was saying. So, I mean, I just no-sold it because, I'm going to make the rest get away. So
you're going to make me punch you in your left eye the way Austin Aries' eye looked after he got messing with Sensei Nakamura.
Woo! That was a good shiner right there.
That shine looked like Glenn. Yo, did you see the meme that said from that I shared today? And it said, whatever you do, Carl, when Maggie has the baby, don't say the baby has eyes like Glenn. I could take it no more. You know, Walking Dead fans will only know what that meant. We got the Jets at Cleveland. We already talked about that game, but we got a pick'em game here, which was not a pick'em game when I made my hashtag bet that. It was actually a one-point game, which was still virtually a pick'em game. But now it actually has the official PK attached to it. Tampa Bay at home versus Oakland. I said this, Hugo, that to me this is the most intriguing game to watch in the day games between these two teams. Two good young quarterbacks, two good young teams. Both are trying to turn the page on their season and make a great season out of this. And it, to me, it's a little bragging rights going along with this, you know, with these two quarterbacks. Who you got in this game? I'm taking Tampa Bay because they're the home team, but I'm not surprised if Oakland, they came into New Orleans at a 1 o'clock game and won. Buck that trend. Can they do it again? I don't think so. I think once you strike, that's all you're going to get in the NFL at a 1 o'clock game. This is their second East Coast 1 o'clock game at 1 o'clock. Give me Tampa Bay, Hugo. Who you got?
Hey, and I, you know what? I would be inclined to agree with you. However, the way that Oakland have been playing, I think they are the surprise team of the whole National Football League this year.
No, that would be the sorry Jacksonville Jaguars, which, by the way, I picked them to get.
I remember we were talking about the Jaguars before we started up the season, and I actually predicted a 6-10 record for the Jaguars. Obviously, that's gone down the drain because there's no way they're winning more than three games. But, Mike, you know what, man? I like Oakland. I like Oakland. I love that young team. I think this team could definitely finish second
just
in the division.
Just get used to saying
maybe
Las Vegas. Just get used to saying Las Vegas. They're
gonna
be in Las Vegas.
You know what? And you know what? It's an even game, and they Vegas has not been. They haven't been with Oakland. I think it's time for Vegas to start finally being aligned with Oakland, because what they've been doing is absolutely fantastic. You know what, Mike? I know it's a pick'em game. I don't want to touch it, but we're touching it here on the Soul and Sports. Go ahead and give me Oakland.
Absolutely. You don't touch this game normally. This is a show pick. This is for you guys who don't know how to, you know, when's enough's enough. Okay? If a woman says no, that means no. Okay? So that's you when you go to the gambling table and you go to the bookie and you go wherever you go to place your bets. This is not a game you should touch. Okay? It really isn't. That's why it's called a pick'em game. Who you got in this one, Micah?
Man, you guys are scrappy and tough. They're no longer whack. Go ahead and give me that silver and black. Raiders all day, baby. Raiders all day.
Lock it up. No, you lock it up. Lock it up. Lock it up. Lock it up.
He drops so many bars, he didn't even know when he drops them all. 347-637-3859 is the number to call in. Next on the docket, we got your Indianapolis Colts at home against Kansas City, Micah. And they are the underdog by 3 points. Has Andrew completely run out of luck there, Micah? Who you got?
Andrew stinks. No, I'm just kidding. He doesn't stink. He's fine. He's one of the four best players we got on that team. They're gonna lose, and it's not.
You can say one of the four best players.
Yeah, four best players on the team. The four best players: Andrew Luck, the quarterback; T.Y. Hilton, when he can get separation; Pat McAfee, our punter; and Adam Vinatieri, our kicker.
Well, I think Adam Vinatieri might be the best player on the team, actually.
That one, I don't know about that, but well, he does.
I mean,
he
missed a kick all year.
Yeah, he barely. Let's not change that. But Kansas City, you said they underdog by three?
No, Kansas City's favored by three. Your team
Kansas
is underdog.
Only favored by three? Only favored by three? That's ridiculous. That stinks. Kansas City is going to destroy my Colts. So, Kansas City, it's going to be way more than three.
Wow. He has no faith in that faith. Right. Who you got? I mean, I'm not saying I disagree or agree yet. It's not my turn, but wow. Who you got in this one, Hugo?
I know that you're being way disrespectful to your own team, Mike. And I understand that you're talking with the heart, and I can't hate on that. You know what? Go ahead and give me Indianapolis, and I think it's time for finally Andrew Luck to finally put his big boy pants on, because I have all the faith in Andrew Luck, but there comes a time where your faith starts to dwindle down. And I'm telling you, Mike, I'm sorry to tell you this. If Andrew Luck continues in this path, you can start saying kissing goodbye to Andrew Luck, because eventually he's going to get fed up and be like, you know what? I am out of Indianapolis if Jim Irsay doesn't turn the franchise around. But give me Indianapolis
Amen.
For this game.
Well, I say this much. Jim Irsay should be having to give his team up.
I agree.
He is a disgrace to the ownership
class in the NFL who tries to hold himself in a different esteem, if you will, so to speak. Not liking him and what he's been doing lately with the organization. So, frankly, guys, I think we all in agreement, including you, Mike, when I say...
You better lock it up. You better lock it up.
No, you lock it up.
You lock it up. Lock it up. Lock it up.
I'm locking up the fact that...
Chip, you know what? You just made the list.
Oh, Jim Irsay.
Here we go.
Just made the list. But give me Kansas City to cover the 3 points, Micah. I mean, I don't see how anybody can choose Indianapolis in this game unless it's a super teaser where it's like a 14-point game, something like that. Then I might think about taking Indianapolis. But we don't do super teasers because they're just, frankly, in my opinion, a waste of time. But we're going to take a break, guys. We're going to come right back, finish the other four games off, get into some Major League Baseball for the weekend, as well as maybe, just maybe, we might dab into a little bit of wrestling, just a little bit, if it's all right with y'all. We'll be right back, y'all. Fox Sports Radio 1340. I believe that's WHAP, but if not, hey, we'll still be back.
E. Alvin Small, Funeral Homes and Crematory on the Boulevard in Colonial Heights and on South Crater Road in Petersburg has been family-owned and operated since 1952. In your time of need, count on E. Alvin Small Funeral Homes to provide caring, courteous, and professional service. To all the players, family members, coaches, and friends, congratulations from everyone at E. Alvin Small Funeral Homes serving our community. Call 526-3400.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-8233. 800-430-8233. 800-430-8233. That's 800-430-8233.
Boy, man, I had a rough night's sleep. Boy, whew, I got a letter from the IRS yesterday, and I just couldn't sleep. Man, I'm dying here. Somebody help me.
IRS problems affect more than just your finances. If you're ready to take back control of your life and you owe more than $10,000, you need to call the Tax Doctor. Their expert staff can immediately protect you from the IRS and state collectors and get you the best possible tax settlement guaranteed. The IRS has recently released new programs geared in helping struggling taxpayers, where you may qualify to settle your tax debt and wipe out up to 85% or more of what you currently owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor right now. See if you qualify to pay less. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. Again, 800-603-9359. Has your health insurance changed, or is it about to change? Are you or did you move to a different state, change jobs, get a divorce, get married, or have a baby? Then you know what? You may qualify for a special health insurance enrollment period for the affordable Obamacare plans. And to find the right plan, you can get free help right now from Health Markets. They'll help you choose the right plan from over 140 different companies, plus help you maximize your Obamacare free government subsidies. Why pay a penny more than you have to for health insurance? Call anytime, day or night, to learn more about the special enrollment period to qualify for Obamacare. Here's our number. 800-608-1830. 800-608-1830. 800-608-1830. 800-608-1830. Not available in all states.
Do you use catheters? At Comfort Medical, we understand your needs. Nobody wants to use a catheter, but because you have to, let us help you make it an easy and virtually pain-free process. At Comfort, we've been a leader in home delivery of medical supplies for years. You know us, and you can trust us. We have hundreds of catheter styles to choose from, and if you're covered by Medicare or private insurance, you can get up to 200 catheters per month at little or no cost to you. We have catheter specialists standing by right now to help you select the best catheter for your unique needs. Call now and speak with a friendly catheter specialist. 800-819-8313. 800-819-8313. Remember, with Medicare or private insurance, you can get up to 200 catheters a month at little or no cost to you. So call right now. 800-819-8313. 800.
That is later tonight at the first game, World Series game, shall I say, being played in Wrigley Field in 25,948 days, people. You talking about being ecstatic, being excited. I got the champagne ready. So whenever that game four wins here, we got three more wins to go. But we are back here on the Solomon Sports on Fox Sports Radio 1340, and we are talking NFL right now. Left you off with Denver at home, favored by 5 points over San Diego Superchargers, who have come back in the fourth quarter for the first time this year to beat Atlanta last week, as they had led and are going into the fourth quarter or in the fourth quarter five of their previous seven games. This one they actually won and not lost. Who you got in this game, Hugo? San Diego or Denver? Denver's favored by 5 at home.
They're favored by 5, and it's a divisional game. It's always tough to pick. I'm going to go with the Denver win, but I think San Diego will cover the spread. San Diego has cut it close. How many times already in the regular season? 3 into the fourth quarter. One,
yeah.
I think lost 2, 1-1. So, and it's going to happen again. The history is going to repeat itself. They're going to lose 3, but I think San Diego will cover the spread, but Denver wins this game. And I think it's going to happen in overtime, Mike. I think this game goes to overtime.
Well, my lock of the week, no overtime. Denver's defense will shut down.
Lock it up. You better lock it up.
Shut them down.
Lock it up. Lock it up. Lock
shut
it
them
up.
Down.
Lock it up.
I'm sorry. I'm a really big fan of the San Diego Superchargers. I think that he's overrated as a quarterback. I think the team is overrated in general. But I just think Denver's defense is too much for San Diego this week. Who you got in this one, Micah?
I also have Denver Broncos in this one because, man, that defense is still rocking and rolling. I had a little hiccup before, week before, but that was because they have Trevor Siemian's quarterback position. And in fact, Lynch, they had an LA and bail out. So I think with their regular starting quarterback, I think they'd be more than good in this game against those Chargers.
Carolina at home, favored by 3 over Arizona. To me, this is a must-win game for both these teams. Must-win game for both these teams. You guys notice that there's only 2 4 o'clock games this week? Only 2. And that is the Atlanta-Green Bay game as well as the Denver and San Diego game. Every other game is at 1 o'clock or before because of the football game in Cincinnati at Washington being at 9:30. So if you have Red Zone and one of those two teams are yours, you can watch all those games, by the way. And no, Vaughn, I don't know what you're looking at or what you go to, but the site that I use, which is a Vegas site, they are favored by 4.5, not plus 3. Sorry, but
right.
Thank you. Come on, game. Carolina, as I was saying, both these teams need this win to do so. Both, well, one coming off a loss, a tie, one coming off a bye and a loss. The return of Scram Newton returns to the sideline. Who you got in this one, Micah?
I want to have faith in Cam. Brother hasn't been the same since that Denver knockaround. So I'm going to go with Arizona because they showed up that Sunday. Granted, it was a tie, but they were playing some hard-nosed defense that game, and I expect them to continue that trend against Carolina and shut down Newton. No, excuse me, shut down the Cam and the Newton.
It's Super Cam and the Newtons, but I get what you're trying to go with. Who you got in this one, Hugo?
I think it's more of a must-win now for Arizona because I think Carolina's season is basically done and washed. So I think if Arizona wants to once again cement their playoff spot, they have to win at Carolina. Carolina is favored by 3. I'm going to take Carolina, though, Mike. As much as I want to have faith in Arizona and they were my pick to go to the Super Bowl this season, what they showed me in the last 7 weeks does not represent a Super Bowl team. So give me Carolina because I think Cap New is going to have a game, and this is a game to do it against.
I also got Carolina winning this game almost for almost the exact same reasons you have them. I think Arizona comes out. That's a really good game to watch as well. I know I said that I think the Tampa Bay and Oakland would be the game to watch, but I think it's another game to watch. I really do find this game to be very, very intriguing between Carolina and Arizona. Both, because like I said, both teams desperately need a win, okay? And I don't think neither team can afford a loss here right now. If this game is in Arizona, I might lean towards Arizona in this, but it's not. It's in Carolina, so I'm going with Carolina. That leads us to the nightcap, the Sunday nighter, the game of the week, the Dallas Cowboys, fresh off a bye, favored by 4.5 points over the division rival Philadelphia Eagles. Who you got in this one, Micah?
If I may, there's something about your Eagles that I've been noticing this season. I believe that your Eagles play to the level of their competition. And that has been prevalent in every last one of their games. And when the competition is stronger, when they're expected to lose, they play their best and they win. I am going with your Eagles to beat the Dallas Cowgirls outright.
Wow. Lock it up. You better lock it up.
No, you lock it up.
You lock it
up. Sure about that?
Lock it up. Lock it up.
You sure about that?
I saw them do it against Minnesota. I saw them do it against Pittsburgh. Every time they played a good team, they played up to that level of competition. Every time they played an average middle-of-the-road team, they played to their level of competition. So I've seen it so far in these first 7 games. So I expect the same trend to continue. They're going to play up to the level of competition. They're going to figure out a way to win as they've been doing, and they're going to beat Dallas.
Hugo, who you got?
Since Tony Romo is now taking reps in practice, without training, of course, and the whole media carousel around Tony Romo, and the speculation that he might be coming back in the next couple of weeks, might derail this Dallas team. Dak Prescott, let's be honest, guys, we never saw this kind of left field that this guy was going to be doing what he's doing now until week seven to the National Football League. Now going into week 8, I'm going to go with the Philadelphia Eagles. Mike, I think this is a game being divisional with the whole thing with Tony Romo now going around. It can.
Come on, Sam, pump your brakes. Romo's not coming back. Look at that. Look how they turned their quarterback so fast.
I know.
Now he's
But there's a carousel going around saying that he might be coming back. And you know Jerry Jones and his love for Tony Romo, just like Rex Ryan had it for Mark Sanchez. I wouldn't doubt it if Jerry Jones had a tattoo of Tony Romo on his left arm. I'm going to take the Philadelphia Eagles, guys. I like Carson Wentz. I like what I'm seeing from him. And I think there's a game
They're
for Philadelphia to win.
Lock it up. Lock it up. Lock it up. Lock it up.
He says Dak over Romo. Well, this is what I got to say about that. First of all, his name is Ryan or Rain, okay? We don't call him Dak. Call him Rain. Second of all, I want to ask Cowboys a fan. I want to ask Cowboy Nation a question. When did y'all turn on y'all quarterback so fast? That's all I want to know. That's all I want to know. When y'all turn on your quarterback?
Please.
Guess what, guys? I don't even have to go into this. Even with my heart involved and my heart being taken out of this game, I saw what you saw, Hugo. I'm not going to say the Cowboys are overrated because that would be stupid and that would be a hater of me to say that. Offensive line, we spoke about in this program several times that I believe any of us can go run behind that offensive line and be successful. That's also what gives Rain time in the pocket to make the passes that he makes. And I think the defense has played well enough to mask itself and the deficiencies that it has. And the few past weeks, Carson Wentz has not played up to par. He played well. I thought he didn't play good in Washington. He didn't play good last week. Last week, I chalk it up to they played a very good defensive Minnesota Vikings team. So when people say that he didn't play well, I go, well, look who they played. They played Minnesota, right? They've done that. Minnesota has done that to everybody they've played this year. I'm taking the Eagles to cover. I'm not sure if my team will win the game outright, but it's not a five-point game. King Vong said they got them by 7 points in this. I don't think it's that big of a difference between the two teams. I think this is a game we're going to see one team that has a better offense in the Dallas Cowboys go against a team that has one of the top five defense in the NFL, which is the Philadelphia Eagles. And last time I checked, defense wins games. That's what everybody says. I've never played football on the professional level or collegiate level for that matter. But everything I've ever was taught that I ever heard and read is defense wins games. I got to go with the Philadelphia Eagles to win that, and I lock it up. Never
damn
sure.
You better lock it up.
No, you lock it up.
You lock it up. Lock it up. Lock it up.
And, yes, he is a better long-term investment, King Vaughn Jr., on the Twitter. But for y'all to give up on Romo like that. And I'll be honest with you, as an Eagle fan, I wanted to bring Romo back so he can mess it up. So there you have it for me. Mike, really quick.
Seven games in. It's his rookie season. They're already thinking that this guy is the next, I don't know, Joe Namath or Dick Butkus or whatever. You know how funny it would be if next season Rain Prescott comes around and stinks up the joint and becomes the new accident waiting to happen for the Dallas Cowboys? Oh, that's the hater in me talking, and that's directed to you.
Are you saying that RG3 syndrome?
You'll never know, Mike. You
one good dynamic year followed by a horrible year.
You'll never know.
You said, I don't see that.
Too much hype around the guy. Too much hype on the guy.
347-637-3859 is the number to call in. I think we'll hold the Monday Nighter off till Monday. I think we'll do that. Hold it off to the Monday show. And let's quickly turn our attention to the NBA. We did not get an opportunity this year, being that we changed our schedule up here a little bit and did not give you our NBA picks that we normally do. But I'll go here real fast to you something. How about that?
This is the NBA on NBC.
Don't you just miss the NBA on NBC? I know I do. Very much.
This
I hate
the greatest theme of all time.
It is the greatest theme song of all time for sports. I agree.
It's the only theme song that was actually remixed and turned to a rap.
Was it?
Yeah, it's true.
I didn't know that.
Just a tidbit about this song, guys. Do you remember in the 2012 Olympics and they actually played this song? And it was Team USA. Kobe Bryant was shown going into the basket. That was the last time he heard this song. And I'm shocked that they didn't play it in the 2016 Olympics. I'm mad about that, Mike. Especially since the Olympics are on NBC, man. So upset about that.
I agree. I definitely agree in that one. Real fast, guys. Real fast. NBA opened up this week with some great things, in my opinion, watching the demise of the super team. By the way, Micah, that is the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life put together by those guys that report things from Bleachers because I don't like them, so I'm not going to give any pub. You know who they are. Y'all can kiss my ass. But that was brilliant. That was the funniest thing I've ever seen. When I saw him sit in that chair with his mouthpiece moving, I lost it from that point on. And when Draymond kicked him in the nuts during the dance segment, I lost it all right there. But real fast, guys. I mean, real fast. We got 15 minutes left in the program. I'm going to start with you, Micah. I want your MVP. I want your Rookie of the Year. And I'm on who's in the NBA Finals. Go.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, man, that hurts. Cavs, I think it's going to be Cavs Warriors 3 in the NBA Finals.
Okay.
So I figured the Cavs will eat. Warriors are going to come from the West, and they're actually going to actually have to actually work for it this time. MVP. You know what? I will stick my neck out, and I will say Kawhi Leonard will make the MVP this year. This is going to be his coming out party as one of the most dominant players in the game for what he brings to the table, and how his coaching, how his coach has developed him a special fantastic play, and his offseason work with Kobe Bryant, all kinds of things are playing to his defensive strength, and he's becoming more of an offensive threat too. Yeah, so I'm going to stick my neck out and take Kawhi Leonard, because they ain't going to get – we know it's LeBron. It's always going to be LeBron. But, you know, this will be that fatigue of voting for the same person, so they're going to give it to Kawhi, I believe, this year.
Rookie of the year.
Rookie of the year. That's going to be so hard. Okay, I'll pick my neck out again. I think that Luke Walton is going to show us that Ben Simmons can be the rookie of the year this year. Think he'll work it.
Ben Simmons doesn't play for the Lakers. Luke Walton plays for the Lakers.
Yes, I know. Ben Simmons plays for Philadelphia. It's the Lord. I forgot his name because I got introduced to Ben Simmons. But he went to the Lakers. Tell me.
Ingram.
Brandon Ingram. Right.
Brandon Ingram. Appreciate it. That's it. Brandon Ingram. I got introduced to Ben Simmons. I was too busy getting hooked up with what Joel Embiid was doing in that loss to OKC. So that's what I meant. I apologize. I think that Brandon Ingram will be the rookie of the year this year.
All right, Hugo, I'm going to jump you so you don't say
Go
what I was going to say. And so King Vaughn can get those pictures ready for Twitter. My my rookie of the year will be Ben Simmons when he comes back. If he does not come back and they hold him out, then it definitely will be Joel Embiid. It will be somebody from the 76ers for the next 2 years. And they would make it 3 years in a row, being that Okafor won last year. Okay, so the Sixers are an up-and-coming team. Joel Embiid looks amazing against OKC. And I don't want nobody to say, they played OKC because they don't have no bigs. OKC has two of the league's premier big men, and Cantor and whatnot. So and Adams. So I don't care what nobody say. He looked good in limited time. My MVP was also playing in that same game. Russell Westbrook will prove he didn't need Durant. Durant needed him. And I think Russell Westbrook wins the MVP award this year. My team, I got to go with you. I want to say San Antonio just to be different and out of that win, but I think that's playing in my feelings and my emotions out of that win. On paper, I don't think nobody can beat Golden State in a seven-game series unless that person's name on the other side is LeBron. And then obviously from the East, no one's going to contend with Cleveland. The East is still what it is. It'd be the Cavs, the Warriors 3, but pick winners when the playoffs start. That's how we do it. Who you got in this one, Hugo?
I agree with you guys. Cavaliers and Warriors 3, although look out for Boston and look out for Indiana in the East. Not to contend,
Boston.
But to
fight.
You guys
see what happened last night with my Bulls?
Yeah.
You see what my Bulls did last night?
You're just saying that because you're a Bulls fan. Just give it time. Like,
honestly, I think the Bulls will be the 4th or 5th seed in the Eastern Conference, to be real with you. I think the best teams in the East are Cleveland, of course. I do think
uh-huh.
Boston's up there. But I got Cleveland. Boston? I got Toronto. I mean, I'm sorry, I rephrased that. I'm
you
sorry.
Like Indiana?
I got Cleveland. I said that. Let me rephrase that. I got Cleveland.
Oh, sorry.
I got Indiana. I got Toronto. I think Quad is kept. New York's going to turn it around and look very good if they can stay healthy. I got New York.
Yeah.
I got Chicago. Then I got Boston, Atlanta up in there somewhere. But
okay.
I think New York's a better team than people think. And I think Indianapolis can really contend. They're the only challenge for LeBron. But I don't think they have enough either.
Okay. Yeah. And it's not even a challenge, Mike. It's just that I hope they make it
no,
interesting. That's all I'm hoping for. I'm just hoping it's just –
just give us something to watch. Right.
Right, exactly. That's all I care about. Between 2 and 8, they're all close. Let's just be real. But anyway, I'm taking Cleveland and Golden State. Although I really wish Oklahoma City could definitely show us something, especially Russell Westbrook, because he is a superstar. Now without Kevin Durant, the team is his. He can take it to lengthier levels. But I just think it's going to come up short against Golden State. They will meet in the conference finals, those guys, OKC and Golden State, and book it. For rookie of the year, Mike,
wow.
you're gonna be like, wow, I can't believe
I'm sorry.
That.
And that's
you got to tweet that. Did he just say OKC and Golden State in the Western Conference Finals?
In the conference? Yes, sir.
Wow.
Book it, by the way.
That
too.
Is having balls. That is that boy got balls the size of Vince McMahon.
I know Ibaka's not there anymore. I know he went to Orlando, but I don't know, man. I like
Ibaka broke over
there, but
so nobody knows him
anymore. But still, he did his thing for OKC. You can't hate. Really quick, Mike, because I know we're against time.
No, you're good.
Of the year, I like Chris Dunn from Minnesota. I think that partnership between Ricky Rubio and Chris Dunn is going to be formidable. I really want to go also with Ingram, and I want to go with Ben Simmons as well. But I really like this kid, Chris Dunn. Hopefully we can see something shine over there in Minnesota, especially with Tom Thibodeau, your old coach. Hopefully you'll be able to make it happen over there in Minnesota. And then MVP, I like your pick of Russell Westbrook, Mike. I really liked it. However, it depends on what kind of year LeBron has. And I think LeBron has another couple more seasons as MVP. I think this season he will take the MVP. Steph Curry took it back-to-back the last couple of years, and I think LeBron will show something for what he did last season to Golden State and show it in his individual performances this year. So I'm going with LeBron James as my MVP this year.
We are off to a good start, guys. I tell you that much. NBA, it's fantastic.
This is the NBA on NBC. The 1998 NBA.
I just like playing that, guys, right there. I really did get a kick out of playing that. All right, now, do anybody know something that they forgot to mention because, like, no one seems to give a darn?
You're talking about Cleveland against Chicago because we gave a darn about that.
No. We haven't got to that yet, and we'll get to that in a second. But there's a fight going on this weekend. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Anybody? Brewer?
No.
Okay. Manny Pacquiao fights. Oh, that's next weekend.
That's how much we care.
That's next weekend. And no one.
But that's how much we care.
Damn.
Yeah, who is he fighting? Do we care?
That's the problem. He's fighting nobody. There's no UFC this week. Enough coverage. We got hell to sell to. Huh?
UFC returns a week from next week with Conor McGregor in the cards.
Right. Is that the New York card?
Yes, sir.
That's a very big card.
It's probably the best card in UFC history.
You know what? We said that about 200. And so I got to look at the game. But 200 was –
Thank you, John Jones. Thank you, John Jones, by the way.
Don't blame John Jones. Blame the UFC.
Nah, that was John Jones. He decided to whatever he did. What did he snort more coke or whatever? Forgot what he did.
He wasn't a booger sugar.
That's how much I care about John Jones now.
He wasn't a booger sugar. I mean, he's still the greatest. He's still the best UFC champion of all time. Care to debate that?
Sure, if you say so.
You hate him so much. You hate him so much. You hate him so But
I'm a DC guy. Sorry. I'm just a DC guy.
You know what? All about them cakes. Yeah, you're about that guy.
I knew it. That guy.
All about them cakes. That's the guy you go for. We got about 6 minutes left in the program, 4 minutes in the program. Cubs, Indians, continue tonight, Game 3 from Wrigley Field. I'm expecting a sweep to end the series. Chicago wins the next 3 games in Chicago. I'll go, does this game, what do you have that's going to, I called him in 5, so I got to say 5. You called him in 6, mm-hmm. So that means, does Cleveland win tonight, or do they win, you know, Sunday night?
You're asking me or you're asking Michael? Because I didn't call.
Okay.
No. So, but can I say something really quick?
Absolutely.
World Series I do watch. And unfortunately, when I saw the Cubs actually go down in Game 1, I was like, damn, you know. I think everyone in America, besides Cleveland, should be rooting for the Cubs, especially
I agree.
History. And I'm going also with you. I'm going fly the W, although, you know, big ups to Cleveland, not winning a championship for over 50 years. So either team, whoever wins, is obviously a big story. But obviously it's bigger for the city of Chicago. And I'll never forget against my Marlins. You remember that, Mike? And that's why what a great investment it would be if the Cubs could actually win it. So I don't think a sweep, though, Mike. I think they win it in Cleveland, and I think it'll go to Game 7. Two teams are very even. I saw great pitching in Game 1 from Cleveland.
I saw great pitching in Game 2
with the Cubs.
I don't think these teams are
You don't
even.
Think so, Mike?
No, because Game 1, I thought – well, let me just say this. The umpire balls and strikes have been horrible from first game, one game, and Game 2. I will say that, all right? I saw horrible calls – on both parts. You okay? Because I'm not going to say, well, the Cubs got bad calls. Nah. Cleveland got just as many bad calls. The difference was that Cleveland's bad calls that the Cubs got against them helped Cleveland get runs in that game. That made the difference in that game. I just don't think that Cleveland has the pitching, they don't have the lineup, and they don't have the defense to deal with the Chicago Cubs. I'm not saying that because I'm a fan. I said before, like Cleveland. I sad to me, I'm watching Game 2, and I seen a fan put his face in his hands, and I said, oh, wow. It took that moment for me to realize, no matter who loses this series, a fan base is really going to still be hurt. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
because no one can relate to a Cubs fan other than an Indians fan. You know what I'm saying? So it's definitely a tough pickle to swallow. But this weekend, again, BDSR Network is back tomorrow. The flagship show, run by Hugo, is tomorrow, the Hour of Power and Sports. But I think we're going to extend it and also talk about, have a Perfect Plex segment on there as well. So hopefully the crew calls in tomorrow and we go ahead into that. Micah, what you got planned tonight, brother, besides going to Virginia State University? Tell my daughter I said hi.
If I run into her, I definitely will say hi. Other than that tonight, nothing. Some good old fashioned electronic game.
Karaoke. You should come over, bring a bottle, and watch the Cubs play tonight. That's what you should do.
That's something to think about.
See,
no
you can play a real
tonight, Micah.
You can play a real system called an Xbox One.
Hey, you're such a hater. Hey, you gotta stop hating on Nintendo. If on Nintendo, you wouldn't have your little Xbox crap.
So, first of all, anybody who would hate on Nintendo is like hating on Jesus.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
That's a tweet. Hating on Nintendo is like hating on Jesus.
Really quick, are you guys gonna get that little classic NES when it comes
Absolutely.
Out later on this year?
Already pre-ordered. All right. I already pre-ordered it. All and right. My PlayStation 4 coming back because next year on MLB The Show, you see they got the golden edition of MLB The Show with Ken Griffey Jr. on the cover. So I can't wait for that. But listen, guys, our time is up. Listen, do not wake up tomorrow morning and say to yourself, I love me some me and don't love God. That's crazy. Read a book. Not just Facebook. We out of here, y'all. Fingers.
This is the Soul of Sports, hosted by Mike Knox. It's barbershop talk, still we think outside the box. We take it to the hoop, y'all be trying to find your shot. Sports talk, the best on the dial when it's time to rock. We talking football, baseball, boxing, any sports you can name. Keep your radios locked in. Listen, you can get the scoop on all your top 10. Mike Knox, Soul and Sports, we keep it hot, man.
If you're not down with that, we are done!